It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning. It's 5:47. Hardy, by the way, gave his commencement speech. We had that on the music update a few days ago up at Middle Tennessee State University where he graduated, I think he said 11 years ago. That's close to when your husband Alex started college. But that's not a joke, though. That's right.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
He has really been doing the long path when it comes to college. He's been in college for, I think this will be 8 years that it took him to graduate with
okay.
his bachelor's.
Yeah, that's okay.
But he owned a business. He did lawn work while he was going to school. And then, obviously, he started teaching a year early in a new program they have in Georgia. So he's been able to continue working while he's done it. But this is a big celebration for him because it took him so long, and this is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, and the celebration now is getting down to the final 48-ish hours.
Yeah, so we're doing a big party for him on Saturday, and he knows we're having a get-together, but he doesn't know the extent to all the decorations and everything that's going to be happening. He thinks it's just going to be like a casual thing. But I've ordered all these fiesta decorations, and I've gotten cupcakes ordered, so it's going to be a really big deal. But the list of things that I have to do between now and Saturday is getting longer and longer and longer as the minute goes by. And you probably know that if you plan parties for your kids or graduation parties, it's extensive.
Now, you do, first of all, have tracking on your fiesta decorations that are fiesta decorations, right? They're definitely coming on time.
I've sent everything to my mom's house because that's where we're having the party. She has a pool in her backyard, so it's going to be like a pool party.
Okay.
And everything is set to get there like Friday night. So hopefully it comes in Friday night. If not, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not even worried about that. I'm worried about all the other things I have to take care of. Today I have to make a sign that says nacho average grad. Get it? Like nacho.
You can do that simple. You got it.
I hope so. I'm going to go to the craft store and get a bunch of stuff like stencils and stuff to make it happen. I've got to do the balloon arch, which if you've ever put together a balloon arch for one of your kids, you know that is a process and it is exhausting. I've got to pick up the cupcakes at some point over the next 48 hours. I've got to get a spray tan tonight.
Of course.
Wait, stop everything. I have to get done. I'm having people over. I don't want to be pale.
Do you have to get your hair done, right?
I'm not getting my hair done, but I do have to get the spray tan. And I really could use getting my nails done, but I'm probably not going to have time.
You get a new outfit.
Of course, but that's already taken care of.
All right, so all that's done. And I don't know how you're going to keep any of that from Alex. I mean, how are you going to do that, your husband? There's no way.
I mean, from what I understand, he thinks we're just having like a casual thing. He might notice when I'm orange after my spray tan.
Why do you look like that?
He might be like, there's probably more people coming to that party than I think if she's going through the hassle of getting a spray
tan.
Orange. We'll see.
I can't wait to see the pictures, especially of you orange.
Okay, so. Do not judge my spray tan. I'm going to come in tomorrow with my spray tan on, and you better not be rude.
I'm not going to be rude. I may laugh.
You're going to call me orange. You're going to call me an Oompa Loompa. I can already see it all coming.
5:50 on Adam and Haley in the morning. Good morning.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So Luke Combs has made the big announcement. This happened yesterday. He has a new single on the way. Not only is it going to be a new song, but it's going to be in a movie. The trailer was released for the new Twister movie, and if you were listening like I was, I'm like, that was Luke Combs. I heard Luke Combs in that, and then immediately the announcement came from him. This song is called Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, and you'll hear it in the background of this trailer for the movie.
You know, our crew is not like your crew.
I can't breathe and I catch my breath.
We don't need PhDs and fancy tech. Sometimes the old ways are better than the new.
Well, you can always trust a guy who puts his face on a t-shirt.
I am so excited about this. Just from the little bit that we've heard so far, I can tell this is going to be an incredible song. And he's been teasing a lot of new music lately, so I guess this is the one that he wants to go with next.
I love this, and it sounds like it's going to be a strong one. I want to see this movie, too, just from that little thing I heard.
The movie comes out July 19th, and it actually stars Glenn Powell, which I'm excited about. He was in a rom-com recently with Sydney Sweeney, if you saw that. So we'll see how this goes. I'm sure the song is going to be incredible, and so is the movie. And Jelly Roll officially completed the 5K he's been training for a year. He lost 70 pounds going into this. This was something that was really a fitness milestone for him. And the fact that he completed the race is just so incredible. This was him right after he did it.
Me and Bert got really emotional at the finish line. Whenever I started doing this, I couldn't walk a mile when I started trying to do this back in January. So the fact that we got three point whatever it was done today, I feel really, really good about it. I left here feeling really motivated.
I mean, that's a long way for anybody to run. And obviously, Jelly Roll being overweight,
right,
trying to get back on track, this is absolutely incredible.
3.2 miles. And that's, man, I applaud him. That's so cool that he was able to finish it. He sounded so excited about it, too.
And he did it with his wife, Bunny, which I thought was really cool. If you want to see the video of them at the finish line, you can do that at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning. And it's been a few years since Florida-Georgia Line broke up. I think we were all pretty sad when they made the announcement they were going to go their separate ways. But there are still a lot of unanswered questions about why the two decided to call it quits, why they are pursuing their own careers. This is Tyler Hubbard telling his side of the story here.
He was adamant, like, no, now's my time. I really need to do this for myself. And I'm like, well, hey, whatever you need to do, bro, like, what do you want from me? He's like, I just want support. So I'm like, all right, you got it, bro. Like, we've had an incredible ride. This is where it's going to go. Like, maybe it'll bring us back together and we can have a reunion tour or whatever. He definitely initiated the whole thing from the beginning. And it kind of, when I say caught me off guard, it wasn't that we had never mentioned it before. It's just one of those things where I didn't think it was going to happen then. You know what I mean?
It's funny because wow. Tyler Hubbard, Brian Kelly, they're both so incredibly talented, but their brand was Florida Georgia Line, right?
Individually, they're not as strong.
So yeah. I think they're as strong as artists, but I think it's going to take people some time just mm-hmm. to learn their names and grow attached to them. So I know they're both will be successful eventually. It's just going to be a longer road.
I really want to play some Florida Georgia Line.
I love Florida Georgia Line.
It's like some
Sipping
on Fire. Can we do that? All right. We'll go up to around 77 to 81 today. Storms around all of North Georgia, and we're under a tornado watch till about 1 p.m. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Adam and Haley in the morning at 6:25. Coming up here at 8 o'clock, this is so important. We get you money for relief or whatever it is, if you need to pay or just buy things.
Helping you out with your chance to win $1,000.
You know, there is some small town drama, and we want to hear it.
There is always small town drama. Growing up, I mean, it was like story after story after story. I couldn't keep up with the small town drama.
This is the chance for you to tell everyone your small town drama. You do not have to at all say names. You don't even have to say the town, although we'd like it.
You can tell us names, too. Yeah. We'll take it.
Oh, wow. That's going to come up in 6 minutes on the show. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country. 6:33 on Adam and Haley in the morning. I told you. I told y'all. We want the small town gossip. It is acceptable to talk about this on the radio now. I mean, it's not very good to gossip all the time, but this is okay. We're at 800-849-1061. If you have small town gossip, Haley says use names. I'm like, well, we can protect the innocent.
If you want to keep it anonymous, keep it anonymous. But yeah, we only know the gossip in our town, so we need you to call in with the gossip in your town because I know there's something. I know there is.
I'm going to narrow it down, Haley. Not even my town. I'm going to say my neighborhood. And the HOA, now it's gotten a lot better. Listen, it's got a lot better. I like those people in the HOA, but I think it has to do with, still has to do with certain people that can't let go of the HOA. And it's all about going around the neighborhood and making sure people are in line with, you know, the shingles have to look good, the grass has to be this, the house has to be painted a certain way. Oh, you can't have that up too late. You can't have that on your door too late. And that is something that I'm not all about. Listen, I am not going to go around the neighborhood and nitpick at everything. Everybody has great looking houses. I mean, it's just a normal neighborhood, nothing crazy. Everybody keeps their stuff really nice as best they can, working people. And the gossip is that certain people can't let go of the HOA, even though they're not really a part of doing these things again. And they're nitpicking at the people that are doing it.
So you've got the problem where it's like people are walking from house to house. Like, did you see so-and-so patrolling the neighborhood looking for problems?
And I'll be honest, I'm the one doing the patrolling now, and I'm not going to be nitpicking people. No way, because that's ridiculous. People have a lot to do and a lot of things to do on their plate. They don't need to worry about, well, that wasn't a certain way. It needs to be this way. Come on.
Whatever, Adam. Come now on. You're the person that everyone's gossiping
no,
about.
No, they're not.
They're all hating on you because you're on
Come
the HOA
on.
Board
I am,
now.
I'm one of the good ones.
Isn't it funny, though, how one rumor like will spark all this debate and all this conversation?
What you got?
we had this happen, and it happens often in our Jefferson like community Facebook page. If you're a part of that, they've had to restart it multiple times because people get in huge fights on it. And they're like, we're closing this page down and someone else starts a new one. But I will never forget when the Chick-fil-A was being built in Jefferson, right across from where Publix is and Kroger is in that little area. Everybody was debating back and forth on whether or not it was a Chick-fil-A or some other fast food place. So you had people posting, do you know what's going up right there? And someone says Chick-fil-A. Someone else responds, are you crazy? It is not going to be a Chick-fil-A. I don't want it to be a Chick-fil-A. And this would go back and forth and back and forth for months leading up to the Chick-fil-A being built.
Wow.
And I'm just sitting there like, why is this the biggest conversation in Jefferson right now? What this building is going to be, but it happens every time a new building goes up. It's crazy.
I like to see the people after it goes up and the pictures are up and everything. People go back to that comment thread and go, see, I told you.
Told you it was going to. Oh, yeah. If the comment thread doesn't get shut down because people threaten to hurt each other.
We want small town gossip. It can be anything. 800-849-1061. We'll let you do that here on Adam and Haley in the Morning. Hey, back to Adam and Haley in the Morning this morning here. We're talking about small town gossip, that small town drama. We definitely want to get yours at 800-849-1061. You know, the county I live in, there's a Group County Facebook page. When you were talking about Jefferson's Facebook page, over in Cherokee County, every time trees go down or something's being built like a huge apartment complex, people go nuts. And it's not just like 10 comments. It seems like 150 comments.
Oh, it's the whole, if you build an apartment complex, it's going to ruin the neighborhood and destroy the city.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. I've heard that before.
The deer are going to be running wild. What are we going to do here? Good morning. Your small town drama. Who is this and where are you from?
Dylan. I'm from Tocoa.
Dylan, what's the small town gossip in Tocoa? Let us know.
Me and my neighbor both rent the houses we live in. Neither one of us know exactly where the property line lies permanently.
Ooh.
So every time he cuts grass, he either cuts half of my grass or I cut half of his grass. And it's like a competition. Whose yard looks better?
And you can't figure out where to stop. It's like one goes over, one goes over. I feel like that's a lot of people,
right,
though.
Yes.
I remember there was a hill where my mom lived, and our neighbor didn't know if the hill was his, and my mom didn't know if it was hers. So they would do the exact same thing. Like, sometimes one would cut it, sometimes the other person would cut it.
I like to cut my grass every 2 weeks, and he likes to cut his maybe every once a month.
Gets a little long over there. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Adam and Haley in the Morning with the small town gossip. Good morning here.
Hey, Adam, it's Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. What are you doing, buddy? What kind of drama you got in Athens, man?
Well, it's actually at my doctor's office in another city, so I'll keep the city quiet.
Okay.
But I walk into the doctor's office, and the kitty-catty nurses are like, oh, I saw you at the neighborhood yard sale. We didn't stop, but I just saw you out there shopping. Oh, well, your ex-girlfriend had her boyfriend here. I don't care.
That one's always a good one.
I didn't want to hear that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, yo.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Yay! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now, here's Haley.
So, Jana Kramer is throwing some shade at Travis Kelce.
Oh.
If you don't know who she is, she did country music for a while. She was in the TV show One Tree Hill, and she's just kind of been like a public figure for a good amount of time now. But this is what she had to say about Travis.
To me, he's always drunk. Every time I've ever seen a video, he's just always drunk. And I'm like, I hope that she doesn't go on that. Like, it's just, I see her drinking more now because of like the company you keep, right?
And she's talking about Taylor Swift, obviously dating Travis Kelce, and that's who she's referencing there. I don't know. I just feel like people look for any excuse to hate on them.
They do. But I will say, she's not wrong. Travis likes to party, and it's well documented. And we even talk about it on this show, where he's at. And that, listen, that is what it is.
What's
she's
wrong
just giving
with
her
partying?
There's nothing wrong with it. But if that's all you do outside of your job, sometimes people will say, well, just be careful.
I
understand
think that's
that.
Not all he does, and that's not all Taylor Swift does with him.
No,
but that's when we see them, when they're out at Coachella or when they're out at a football game, whatever
that's
it might
true.
Be. Those are times when normal people party. So I'm not looking into this too far, and hopefully this doesn't make him too mad or Taylor too mad, because she will probably write a song about it
great,
if it does.
Great.
And a spinoff of The Office is confirmed for Peacock, so if you're a fan of that show, get excited about this. Before you get too excited, I will say none of the original characters are going to be on the show, but the concept will be the same. So you'll still get to have the show that you love, just maybe with a new cast and a different plot twist. But I'm excited for this, and I will let you know when we know more details about a release date or anything else. And Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are getting ready to be reality TV stars again. You might remember they had a show back in the early 2000s called The Simple Life. Apparently, they're going to do some sort of new reality TV show. It hasn't been confirmed whether it's going to follow what that show was or be something totally different. But apparently, there has been like a huge bidding war on who's going to have ownership to this because they think it's going to be so good.
It's going to be called The Complicated Life because they're both moms now. They're both married. They, you know, Paris Hilton's a club DJ,
which is crazy.
But she's very good at it. And this is the song we're playing under that she had this huge hit back in that time when she had that show.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe The Complicated Life is the way to go.
Maybe they're more relatable now that they have kids and problems and more stuff going on. So I'm excited for this. I'll let you know when we know more details about what the plot's going to look like or when it's going to be released.
Well, the plot today is a lot of storms all across North Georgia, the entire listening area under this tornado watch till about 1 p.m. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country, 733, and we can't wait to get you $1,000 on Adam and Haley in the morning. That's going to come up at 8 a.m.
And we will hook you up with that keyword. Make sure you enter that keyword in the Your Georgia Country app when you hear it.
It's exciting stuff. So Teacher Appreciation Week. We mentioned this earlier this week because Haley's husband is a teacher. Your mom is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching is very near and dear to your family.
Yeah, I cannot say enough kind things about teachers. I feel like it is one of the hardest jobs to do. There's no way that I could do it, and I just think that they deserve all the love and appreciation in the world. They should make more money. They should get more attention for what they do because they're heroes day in and day out.
You know, there's been teachers across. I was thinking about this when I was in school, even in college, but mainly in high school have really stuck with me. One I was thinking of was Mr. Shover. He was also my football coach, and he was just a matter-of-fact type of guy, but he was such a great teacher in social studies, and I think I picked some of his coaching up. For me, he also coached baseball, too, and he was so successful just coaching under him, not coaching under him, playing under him, taught me a little bit of how to coach kids, which was just so much fun, and he was so great. Another one was my English teacher, Terry Bechtold, who was such a smart you-know-what, but, like, you know, but he was so good and taught me a lot, too, and just stuck with me, and I think that's the thing about teachers.
Yeah.
The stuff that they say or how they teach you really sticks with you for the rest of your life.
And I know teachers have so many students, so they probably don't even remember the names of all their students, but it goes to show, like, you still remember the names of those teachers. One story that comes to mind every time Teacher Appreciation Week rolls around is a story about one of my high school teachers. His name was Mr. Cooper, and he was just, like, the best kind of guy, and you knew that immediately being in his class. But when I was in high school, at the time that I was in his class, my parents were going through a divorce. And I was actually with him the day that I found out they were getting a divorce, and I had started crying, and he had just really seen, like, raw emotion for me when it came to that he probably didn't expect. Well, for the next few weeks until the end of the school year, he put a piece of chocolate on the corner of my desk every single day. I don't know if other students in the class noticed that he was doing this, but every time I came into class, there was a piece of chocolate on the corner of my desk. He never brought it up. He never said anything else about it, never mentioned the divorce. But to this day, I just think that tells you how special teachers are. Like, to have that kind of connection and to be able to make somebody's day like that when I was going through so much at the time. I know there's teachers like that in every school system, and I just think it's really special.
Yeah, how about those teachers that make a difference? You want to just brag on them for a bit. We can do that. 800-849-1061. You have a teacher, you had a teacher, or your kid's teacher just makes an impact in their lives, and you see it. I know my kids have those. Call us up with those, 800-849-1061. Back to Adam and Haley in the morning. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and we wanted to brag on some teachers. I got to brag on my kids' teachers, and they've always had great teachers. They are in fourth and second grade right now, so they haven't had a whole lot of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But in my son's class, he absolutely loved his second grade teacher and actually still has a picture.
Aww.
of that she gave all the kids, you know, a picture of each of the kids, which we thought of Miss Guy. She has since changed her name because she got married, and I don't know that, but obviously. I feel bad. I don't know her new name, but
she'll always be Miss Guy to you.
Yeah, always Miss Guy. But that's so cool, and he always keeps that picture up, so I thought that was really cool.
That's awesome.
How about you? Where are you from? Who is this?
I am Kimberly Wilson, and I am from Douglasville, Georgia, but I currently live in Cleveland, Georgia. Well, I have two teachers that really helped me through school, and their names are Miss Lambert and Mr. Beery. At a small Christian school in Douglasville, Georgia, they always went out of their way to help me learn things, because I was not a smart kid, but they made me be like, you can do this.
That's awesome, and I know it means so much to you. The fact that you still remember their names and you still remember the impact they made, teachers don't realize how special they really are.
They don't, and I always felt like the dumb kid, like I couldn't do anything, and now I'm working in the medical field, fixing to go back to nursing school, and I credit that all to them for making me feel like I can do it no matter what.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Adam and Haley in the Morning. We're celebrating teachers on Teacher Appreciation Week. You can brag on a teacher. Now that I'm thinking about it, all of these teachers rush back to me. They really do.
I know. The same thing happens for me. One that I also want to send a big shout out to is Miss Wilder. She was my high school language arts teacher. I had her 4 years in a row. And I'm telling you, we have created this relationship I feel like we'll have forever because she came to my wedding. We're always keeping up with each other on Facebook, and I just think that's special that these relationships last past just school.
That is really cool. My daughter, Piper, her teacher right now, Miss Ferretes, has made a big impact on her this year. She really likes her. You know, you don't know when you go in for Meet the Teacher Day back in July if it's actually going to, she's really going to connect with her, and she really does. I mean, awesome. It's pretty awesome, just the things that she's done with her students and just how Piper has really connected with her. How about you? Who is this and where are you from?
This is Christopher in Hartwell. I'll tell you, for years and years now, many years, I have been a historian about the Titanic. I have read every book, analyzed every documentary. I could teach a class, really, not to brag, but I will shout it out to Debbie McCurley, who was my second grade teacher at age 7, is when I first heard of the Titanic, and for whatever reason, it just grabbed my fascination then.
That's cool.
And it's held on to me for all these years later, and she really made an impact, not just for Titanic, but history in general. I love history, and she was the one who made that happen.
Have you had the chance to talk to her since you had her class?
Yes, she's still around, is a retired teacher now, and is actually a two-time cancer survivor.
Wow.
Wow.
She was and still is a super lady.
What a rock star. It probably means so much to her that now you're studying the Titanic. You've been doing it for years. It's something you're really interested in, and she gave that to you.
She's the one who made it possible.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark's Bain Real Estate.
Brace yourselves, America. Are you ready for it?
It's time to pick a side.
We're going
to
get a lot of rain today. We already have gotten a lot of rain, and it's created a lot of ponding on the roads. And Team Adam and Team Haley, I don't understand why you've never heard anybody say ponding on the roads. It's called ponding. When the water is so much, it looks like a pond. Do not drive through it.
It's flooding. Nobody says
I'm going to prove it to you really quick. This is one of the thousands of news stories I found. Just really quick, I'm just going to play this little snippet of it for you.
So it merged. You can see the water just ponding in some areas here.
I hear her, but she's a newscaster.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe a meteorologist says this. Regular people don't walk around and say there's ponding on the roads. I've never once heard somebody say it. In fact, I had to look it up. Once you said it to me the first time it rained when I met you, I'm like, what is this guy talking about? Ponding?
What?
No one calls it that.
Yes, 800-849-1061. When there is large amounts of water on the road has ponding on it.
I mean, is the road ponded?
Ponded, ponding?
I've never heard this in my life, and I'm sticking with flooding. Even I've heard people say there's still water on the road, if you're just going to be generic about it, but not once in my life before I met you have I ever heard somebody say the word ponding.
800-849-1061. Team Adam, it's called ponding. Team Haley says it's flooding.
Which side are you on this morning?
Yeah, this is very simple because we're going to deal with it all day. We got a lot of storms coming through today. It's creating ponding on the roads. That's Team Adam and Team Haley. Team Adam, you call it ponding on the roads when there's a lot of water there. Team Haley is new. It's flooding.
Sarah Lynn on Facebook says, Team Haley, Southerners call it flooding or puddles on the road. Where did Adam get ponding at? Is he from the north? Yes, Sarah Lynn, he is from the north, and that's exactly where he got it from. No. Here, we say flooding.
Here's another Southern TV station that reported this here.
Dangerous to come. We're talking ponding and potholes.
Ponding and potholes.
And again, she's a newscaster. That's not how regular people talk.
Okay, good morning, Team Adam and Team Haley.
Yes, my name is Dan Palmer. We have always called it ponding, and I live here in Cleveland, Georgia.
How is the water up there? Are you guys all right?
It's okay, but there's a lot of ponding on the road.
That's right.
Have you lived in Cleveland all your life?
Yes.
Because I was going to start the whole, well, maybe people from the north say ponding and people from the south say flooding, which I always do to Adam, but
of
I guess
I will. Of course she does.
I have always called it ponding.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Welcome to May, Team Adam and Team Haley. May in Georgia is all the storms, and that's what we're talking about today on Team Adam and Team Haley. All of the rain coming down on the roads, it is ponding if you're on Team Adam today. Team Haley says it's flooding like a river or stream or creek.
It's not like a river or stream or creek.
Ridiculous.
It's just flooding on the roads. That's what everyone says. Eric on Facebook says, Team Adam. Haley, are you really from the south? And on Facebook says, Team Haley. Jennifer says, I'm going to start saying ponding now. I've never heard of that. See, this is the problem. Adam wants to sound cool. So he's saying ponding.
No, Adam says it the right way.
Because it sounds more scientific.
Teaching everyone else.
In reality, people just say flooding.
Hey, good morning. Well, who's this? Where are you from?
My name's Gary from Commerce. Well, the definition for ponding on the road is water standing. If it's flooding, the water is moving. So there's your definition.
When I look up ponding, it says that it's considered water standing in swamps and marshes. We're not in a swamp. What definition are you looking at? I think we're looking at different definitions.
If you hit moving water, any way that you hydroplane, it can be ponding or flooding. But flooding is moving water.
I don't know about all this. I need to check your sources. I want to check your sources.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Depending on where you're at in North Georgia this morning, you're getting a lot of rain, and it's going to happen for most of the day, which is it's going to be a little dicey. You're getting ponding on the roads right now.
No one knows what that means. Roxanne on Facebook says, what even is ponding? Like, she wants you to explain it to her.
I mean, I'm just saying, do you hear that? That's the storm outside. You can hear it from the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That is so bizarre. Okay. That's a lot. All right, ponding or flooding? Team Adam or Team Haley this morning?
I'm Jasmine. I'm from Claremont, Georgia. I'm Team Haley on this. It's flooding.
Okay, is there ponding up there, right?
No, it's flooded.
It's flooding. He sounds ridiculous. He sounds like he's reading out of an encyclopedia or something.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's either the road is flooded or there's water on the road.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. It's Adam and Haley in the morning. It's wrapping up Team Adam and Team Haley. Look, in all seriousness, there is a lot of weather coming through at this moment all across North Georgia. Please be careful. No matter what is out there, you just want to be safe and be in one spot.
Whether you call it ponding or flooding, right. The most important thing is that everybody stays safe.
And it's ponding. When all of the water is on the roads, you don't go through it. It's ponding. Team Haley is flooding, like rivers.
I'm glad you're educating us all on this word ponding, since none of us have ever heard it before.
Speaking of that, let me play another news story. This is from another news channel in the South. We're making fun of me because I'm from the north. Whatever.
Is it a right hole about just yet? Do you want to show you? This is First Street. We're already getting some ponding, but really...
Say some ponding.
Her boss probably makes her say that because she's on the news.
Good morning. Hello.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm in downtown Bowman, Georgia, and it's flooding and it's ponding right now.
So which one is it, flooding or ponding?
It's both, because I'm in a terrible thunderstorm right now. There's water running and there's water ponding.
It's doing all kinds of things.
Man,
there.
You be careful up there.
It's really bad right now, but I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, don't call us if you're in that, but thank you very much for calling. That's really awesome.
We appreciate you listening and having us on, but please be careful if you're out in the storms.
Who won?
Looking at Facebook, it's looking like I'm pulling out the wind this morning.
That's
I'm not so surprised. People want you to talk like a normal person. They don't understand what you say when they say the word ponding.
I'm saying a normal word. We have ponds everywhere in North Georgia. It's not like I'm saying something that no one knows what it is.
But you add the ing and it makes no sense. Like, everyone knows what a pond is, but ponding is like a verb.
Everybody
it's
knows
weird.
What a Haley is, but I'm Haley-ing.
That's not a word. Yeah. No one ever says that one.
All right, so Haley wins this one, unfortunately, this morning. You be careful out there. We'll keep you posted on everything that's going on in the weather.